Yes, is the short answer to that, with the Liberal Democrats. We're all in favour of the National Health Service. There are improvements to be made. There are dreadful, dreadful shortages of staff and dreadful underfunding, which has to be addressed. I don't want to make this too personal, but I had an instance this week where I got a hospital appointment and it actually dropped through my letterbox 4 hours after the appointment was due. I was a little upset, and the lady, when I rang the hospital and said, I've just got my appointment for 9:30 this morning, said to me, oh, well, you'll have to go on the list now of missing your appointment, and you'll have to wait again. I wasn't too happy about that, to say the least. It was an appointment for the 30th, post on the 29th, and the post in Stalinborough doesn't arrive till midday, and it was for 9:30 that morning. However, to get back to the question, yes, a lot has to be done. I'm very disappointed with what's been achieved by the present government, and in fact the previous government. And there is one burning question, and I wish people would stop and think about this. They can argue till the cows come home, who's going to put this in and who's going to put that in, and how many nurses and how many doctors. It takes 4 years to train a nurse, it takes 8 years to train a doctor, it ain't going to happen overnight. And I'd be the first man to admit that, but I wish the Labour Party wouldn't keep saying, we're going to do this, because nothing's happening. They're not in training now, so we're not going to get that increased staff in the next Parliament. And the other question is that I wish people would consider is, how on earth have we got into this mess in the first place? Right? How have we got into this mess in the first place? People must have known that the staff was inadequate, the resources were inadequate for the population. Goodness me, we have enough statistics pumped out every month by the national agencies, right?